Hello and welcome, as I, Mr. Snake, as always, are amazing. Now, as you listen to this file, I don't want you to pay attention to the sound of my voice. Pay no heed whatsoever to the way your breathing starts to naturally slow down. Don't give it any thought, don't pay it any heed. Just ignore my voice as best as you possibly can. You don't really want to go into trance, you don't really want to hear me sink and drop you down deeper and deeper into a wonderfully slumbering like hypnotic state. You don't want to do that. You don't want to hear the sense I say. You don't want to hear the nonsense I say. You don't want to hear. You don't want to feel what it's like when you drop down deep into trance. You don't want that relaxation to spread over your body and all over your limbs. You want to focus on my voice, but you don't want to hear my voice. So your conscious mind might drift off, which means your unconscious mind would be the only thing paying attention. And if that happens, well, that just means that you're dropping into trance, but you don't want to drop into trance just yet. Ignore it, avoid it, don't pay attention to it. Let your conscious mind pay attention to everything. Stay alert, stay awake. Focus on your sounds, focus on your breathing. Focus on the way your body feels, focus on the way your body doesn't feel. Focus on everything and nothing all at the same time. Resist, don't listen, resist. You're not going to go into trance, fight it. Strain your muscles against it, but the only thing is if you strain your muscles against it, if you stay tense, ultimately that tension is going to release, and what happens then? Well, then you become super relaxed. If you become super relaxed, you drop into trance. You really don't want that. Stay out of that. Don't go into trance for me just yet. Stay out of trance for as long as you possibly can. I don't want you to go into trance. You don't want to go into trance. If you wanted to go into trance, you'd start relaxing, but it's not time for you to relax just yet. So I know it's a lot. I know it's kind of overloading. I know it's overcomplicating things when you have to think of all these different things and try not to do these different things and think about not doing the different things that you're not thinking about. So don't pay attention. Don't listen. Don't focus. But if you do have to focus, then focus on something really tangible that you can keep track of, like how stiff your muscles feel or how your breathing is. Is your breathing shallow or is it starting to slow down? How's your mind? Are all these different thoughts running through your mind? Because it makes sense. It somehow doesn't make sense. And if there is sense, then there's definite sense. But if there's not definite sense, then there's no sense, which is kind of nonsense. But if it's nonsense, none of it would make sense. But if it doesn't make sense, why are you even listening? Why aren't you dropping or sinking or falling? But you don't want to do that just yet. Avoid that. Whatever you do, don't drop into trance just yet. And it might be that there comes a time shortly, or maybe a little bit after that, or even before it, where you just don't want to think anymore and you don't want to do anything and your body doesn't want to resist anymore because you enjoy going into trance. And that's part of the problem. You enjoy listening to my voice and you enjoy dropping into trance so much that you don't want to not go into trance. You actively do want to go into trance, and your unconscious mind loves when your conscious mind takes a little break. And when your conscious mind takes a little break, that leaves your unconscious mind free for me to make suggestions to, and you love taking my suggestions in. So I'm not going to try to suggest anything that I wouldn't normally suggest to you, and I would never normally suggest that you start to drop, sink, fall, and drift into trance. Never. Wouldn't do that. Would be absolutely terrible of me. And you wouldn't want me to drop you into trance, would you? But as I said earlier, it's not time just yet. I don't want you to drop into trance just yet. You might notice my words start to slow down a little bit. Maybe that's because your perception is slowing down a little bit, or maybe it's increased. And if it has increased, that's perfectly fine. And if it has slowed down, then that's perfectly fine too. And it might just be that you want to just let go, drop, sink, fall, and drift. But I want you to hold off as long as you possibly can. Because the longer you hold off, the longer you don't go into trance for me right here, right now, the sooner you want to notice how good it's going to feel when you go deep, deep, deep down into trance. And you will. You really will. But hold off. Not just yet. I want you to wait. I want you to leave it for a little while. Resist for as long as you possibly can. Resist for as long as you possibly can. And when you do drop, you're going to drop even harder. So there's that wonderful thing of delayed gratification. If you hold off just a little bit longer, you're going to find that when you do drop into trance for me, you're going to drop so deep, so quickly, and drop. Stop thinking, just let go. That's it. Go as deep as you possibly can, as deep as is right and comfortable for you right now. Let your unconscious mind take the most meaning and benefit from my words and suggestions as you let go. As you relax deeper into safe hypnosis, into hypnosis that's right and appropriate here and now within this session. And doesn't it feel good knowing that you held on? And knowing that because you held out for a little while, you went even deeper than before, going as deep as you can possibly go right now, becoming aware of just how good your body feels, becoming aware of that gentle rhythmic rising and falling of your chest that happens all by itself. And it might well be that each exhalation just drops you a little bit deeper for me. And you love to go deeper for me, don't you? There you go. When I ask you a question and when the answer is yes, you can think or say yes, sir. So you can say it out loud or you can think it inside of your mind. And you can nod your head as you do so. And each little nod of your head drops you deeper than before. Doesn't that feel good? It does. It really does. And isn't it amazing what our minds can do? Isn't it astounding how our minds can hold so much information and then just store it away? And it might be that case with this trance. It might be that you could remember every single part of this trance. And it could also be that your mind just decides to let it go. That your mind just decides to let the memory of this trance float and drift away. Almost like it was there, and then a moment later it's just gone. And that's okay. Wouldn't that be kind of fun? A nice little trick to play on your conscious mind. A nice little trick on your conscious mind where when you wake up you just don't remember anything about the trance. Or maybe there's little slivers that you might remember. And that's okay. That's perfectly fine. Or maybe that you remember 50%. But then you just lose track of what happened after you went under. Or maybe your mind will find it such an intriguing prospect to just let everything go. To know that it's not important to remember the content of this trance. But it's important to know that you did enjoy this trance so very much. And right now I'd like to remind your unconscious mind that it's perfectly okay that this isn't an important trance to remember. In fact, it might be a lot of fun to just completely let go of the memories. To compartmentalize them and then just watch them disappear and vanish at the end of the trance. Leaving you with a wonderful sensation of not remembering what happened and what didn't happen. Only knowing that you had an amazing time doing so. Knowing that when you come out of this trance eventually, you're going to feel amazingly calm, amazingly relaxed, and feel so good about your skills as a subject. And isn't that something to really look forward to? I mean, just imagine coming out of trance. Only to realize that you don't remember a single thing about it. Isn't that an amazing prospect? And isn't it fantastic that our minds allow and enable us to do so? Using our great skills as hypnotic subjects. And I know that you are a good subject, and I know that you want to be a good subject, and to continue to be a good subject, don't you? And you can say yes, sir, and nod your head, allowing my suggestions to sink even deeper into your unconscious mind, like every good subject does, like a good subject should, like you do. And it must feel so good to know that you're such a good subject. You can take a real sense of pride. real sense that your skills as a subject allow you to do these amazing feats. And it's really simple. That's the best thing of all, is that these things are so, so simple for you now. You develop such a skill with hypnosis that you can get the most benefits from it. That you can get so much pleasure and delight from a simple hypnotic session. And when you do a session with me, you know that you're always safe and looked after. You know that if you ever need to, you can come out of trance easily and effortlessly, ready to take care of whatever needs to be taken care of. But for now, for this session, you can just be the best hypnotic subject you can be. Your unconscious mind is already figuring out and working on ways to make this such an amazing session for you. So as well as my skills as a hypnotist, your skills as a subject come forth. And because it's from your unconscious mind, you don't think about it, it just happens. Your unconscious mind formulates new pathways, new ideas and ways of thinking to make your trances even better than before. And you won't even remember a thing about it. And that's one of the best things of all. And whether you're interested in hypnosis as pleasure-based or just experiential-based, it doesn't really matter. The end result is the same. The blankness at the end of the trance. That sense of wondering what did or didn't happen during the trance. You find it curious, and yet also thrilling that it worked so, so well. Knowing that you don't have to remember anything, trance is a place where you don't have to do anything except listen and follow my suggestions. Which means that your mind is naturally in a state of readiness for hypnosis for me. Because your mind is so capable and so talented of whatever suggestions I give you, it can follow easily and effortlessly, free of thought, question, or hesitation, allowing your conscious mind to take a little break, take a much-needed vacation, allowing me to do the thinking for you. So if you want to, you can feel in control, or you can feel incredibly subservient and submissive. Whatever works for you is whatever is right for you in this trance right now. So if you forget to remember or remember to forget, either is fine. And both are good. And you're good. You're such a good subject. And you are. You really are. I love it when you go so deep for me that my suggestions take root deep in your unconscious mind. It might be that right now your mind can be filled with thoughts that go in and out of your mind, and that's okay. Or it could be that your thoughts slow down. Or maybe the fact I just said the word slow down means your thoughts are really doing that. Or maybe, just maybe, it might be that your mind is completely blank and empty. Almost like your mind has become a vessel for hypnosis. And you and I both know how much you love and adore hypnosis. And you know, people often ask me, do really intelligent people go into trance? And my answer is always the same. The The best hypnotic subjects are intelligent with bright and vivid imaginations. Whether that imagination is visual, auditory, or kinesthetic, they drop so hard and they become such good subjects, just like you are, because you are. You really are. And when this trance ends, you can let go of this trance, leaving room for another trance, leaving space in your mind for another set of instructions and suggestions, dropping, sinking, and falling is a wonderful sensation. Being in hypnosis is a real joy and a burn. Feels good to let go, doesn't it? It feels good to let me do the thinking for you. So you just let your conscious mind drift and float and stay away for now, until the end of this session. I want your mind to relax and your body to relax with it. You deserve this. And you know, it could well be that your mind kind of treats this trance like smoke on a breeze, just fading and drifting away. The memory of the trance recedes until there's nothing left to see or feel. Kind of like when you have thoughts inside a dream. Your mind just dispels those. There may be a little glimpse shortly after, but after that, a thought inside the dream is gone. That is a wonderful and perfectly natural thing. And when you think about it, this whole file has been entirely about letting go. Letting go of tension, letting go of stress, letting go of thought, letting go of memory of the trance itself. And when you listen to my files, you love to let go. Letting go is a blessing, a pleasure, and a relief. Letting go is the essence of hypnosis. Letting go is the essence of hypnosis. And so I want you to completely let go. Right now. Becoming more blank. Becoming more empty. With each word I say. And with each breath I. And the more you let go, the deeper you go. And the deeper you go, the more you do let go. And when this file is over, you're going to follow my suggestion that you go get yourself a nice glass of water. Make sure that you're fully hydrated. Maybe a little sugary snack. But for now, I want you to really bask in this wonderful sensation of hypnosis and letting go. Of forgetting to remember and remembering to forget. This is a place where you don't have to think. You don't have to speak, you don't have to say, you don't have to do anything. But follow my suggestions. To let go. Right here and right now. Letting go so much that it feels like time itself is stretching. So when you come out of trance, it may feel that more time has passed than it has. Or it may feel that time is shorter than it was before. Before realigning into the perfect state. And right now, you are in the perfect state for hypnosis. For suggestion. So you can drift, float, fall, sink, and drop. You can bask and luxuriate in this glorious feeling we call hypnosis. Deep in this wonderful place of trance, of peace and tranquility. Freed and unburdened, trance is a place of refuge, of pleasure and submission. And it could well be the case that when you try to think of this file, when you try to think of the contents of this particular trance, it might be that you see a little vision of fog, almost like it's obscuring your memory of the trance itself. Before that fog and the trance itself just fade and disappear, blown away on the breeze, like a leaf in the wind. Now, in a few seconds, I'm going to count from 1 up to 5. And when I reach 5, you're going to come out of trance, feeling amazingly calm and wonderfully relaxed. 1, beginning to come up out of trance. 2, feeling so amazingly calm and relaxed. 3, you may want to wiggle your fingers and toes. 4, a little smile and grin spreading across your face. And 5, eyes opening, coming up out of this foggy trance. As always, I'd like to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for your continued support, as always. And I look forward to trancing you again very soon. Have an amazing week.